Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. And we're all there. Hooray. For those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we're located at 4071 North Foster Road. Lost my place. For those who are looking for a new church home or just one to visit, everyone is welcome. The opening scripture selected for this morning is taken from Psalm 119, verses 137 through 144, the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. You are righteous, O Lord, and your judgments are right. You have appointed your decrees in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, but your commandments are my delight. Your decrees are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, we just thank you so much for the kindness, for your grace, and your mercy. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us this morning, even through the technical difficulties. Let nothing stand in the way. Let nothing hinder our worship, Lord. Bless each one that is gathered here today, Lord, and bless those that wanted to be here and couldn't be here. Fill us with your love. And Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? All hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel, which ye ransomed from the Congregation, please be seated.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. We have two birthdays, and they're both on the same day. Jesse Rodriguez and Matt Morse. So let us sing happy birthday to them on the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Does anybody have any more announcements?
There is an administrative council. First of all, good morning. Good morning. Administrative council meeting on Thursday. Charlotte is not here, but it's at 6, I believe, right?
Yes.
6 on Thursday. So all leaders, anyone that's interested, finance, whoever, come to the meeting at 6 on Thursday. Next Sunday is All Saints Sunday. Okay, the time to recognize losses that we've had over the last year. Beyond if necessary. This is going to be a simple ceremony, a recognition. We need the names of those people that you want to remember. And the general plan is to call their name out, light a candle, ring a little bell. If you'd like to participate in that, let us know by letting the office know or emailing me or calling whatever. But we do need a couple days' notice. So we can get, like, cards and enough candles. Am I making sense to you? I hope so. Okay, so this is an impromptu thing, All Saints Sunday, next Sunday, which is Communion Sunday, which is kind of neat. The church has a belief in the communion of saints, which includes not only living, believing saints, but also the dearly departed. Okay? So that's communion of saints. And please, let's recognize them. Thanks.
Thank you, Harry.
Two quick announcements. One is concerning Born Again Ministries having a what they call Unmasked Halloween this evening at 4:00 over in Building B. So if you want to go find out what Halloween is really all about or not all about, I invite you to go to their program. Starts at 4:00. And the title of it is called Unmasking Halloween. Also, secondly, we're going to have to, we being me and the church, we're going to have to start real quick on our going through our discernment process, what we want to do. So please, I pray that you've been in prayer about this, but we need to make a move on this here pretty quick. And I'll have some more information for you so we can go ahead and get this started and get going. We need to do that. We really do. Also, one more announcement. Myself, and Tom, and Gene, and Randy, and Frank, and John. Who am I leaving out? Did I say Ted? And Ted? And did I say Randy? I said Randy. Yeah. We're going to do, no, we're not going to do our best. We're going to start on time Sunday morning. I know, we're going to start on time Sunday morning. I believe the least we can do in our worship is start on time. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, that's the least. I mean, we get to our jobs on time. I mean, we get docked for pay if we get to work on time, right? So surely the one who loves us and the one who takes care of us, surely we think enough of him and worship to get the church on time and to start on time. So we're going to start at 10:30. I think you get an extra. Do we lose an hour or we gain an hour? So you ought to be here, right? Should be no problem. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Real quick reminder that next Saturday at 9:30 is the day retreat, Follow the Leader. And if you haven't confirmed your attendance, please do so with either myself or Jan. Jan actually has a list to confirm that. And we look forward to seeing all of you women that can join us on Saturday.
Anybody else? Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, there are times when I complain about the trials and tests that seem to pepper my walk through life. May I increasingly learn to regard the various trials I face as pure joy and the inevitable difficulties that come my way as glorious opportunities to rejoice you. I pray that I may face my daily trials joyfully, knowing that the testing of my faith will produce endurance and steadfastness. May I increase my dependence upon you during good times and in bad. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We have an opportunity now to return a small portion of the bounty that God has given to each of us. Let us pray. Giver, sustainer, Father God, we come here knowing that all that we have is a gift from you, that you love us so much that you are the giver, the source. We ask now that we return just a small portion of what you've given to each of us. But we ask, Lord, that you use our tithes and our offerings for your glory. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you.
praise God who reigns on high, the Lord whom we adore, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one God forevermore. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing.
Our reading today is from James, chapter 1, verses 2 to 12, trials and temptations. Excuse me. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers a plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. This is the word of the Lord.
All right.
doing a good job.
Apparently not true. Good morning, church. Let us pray. Gracious God, you've been patient with me and forgiven me when I've sinned. I pray today to ask for your wisdom. I also ask for your help to endure temptation. Help me to stay strong and focus on eternal things. When temptation surrounds me, make me the example of how to endure and overcome. Amen.
I ask that you please join me in our statement of faith, and you'll find it in the insert. It should be on the wall. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we prepare to hear the message that the Holy Spirit will give through our pastor, let us open our hearts and minds for the power of the Word of God. Pray with me. Father, we come seeking, we come listening, we come doubting at times. Take away our doubt. Give us your word. We ask that you strengthen our pastor so that all that he says may be from you, that your spirit will so enrich him that we can hear your voice in his. We ask, Lord, that you write your message on our hearts so that when we leave this place, the message goes with each of us, and that all we encounter during our week will see the glory of your presence through us. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Before Cheryl plays that video for us, I want to just briefly touch on something that is very important to us this morning. Some people have indicated that they don't understand what the affiliation is all about, and that's basically understandable because I imagine there's a lot of people. But anyway, there's some information out in the lobby on it. And basically what this is all about is that there are some theological differences between the United Methodist Church and some other groups that want to splinter off. So we're giving each local congregation... Okay.
You hear me on this? Okay. We're giving each local church the opportunity to... say whether or not they want to remain in the United Methodist Church or they want to disappear. Meaning they want to go independent or join another Methodist organization. That information is in writing on the body. I would encourage you to read it, read through it, go to the conference website.
real quick, we're going to have to go through a discernment process. Okay? I'm sorry, I didn't get it. Discernment is really a requirement. What this process is going to require is two-thirds vote from congregation whether or not they want to remain in the 9% church. Does anybody understand that? What you want to remain in 9% church. If you don't, if the church has they'll have the opportunity to say yes or no. Okay, now, okay, then, if the church decides to disaffiliate and go with another group, then
the way they used to do the pastors find it in United Methodist Church, you'll have to do it another way. I'm not sure what that is. But what you're going to do, you're going to leave the umbrella of the United Methodist Church for something else. Does everybody understand that? What don't you understand? Okay. It would take a while for me to do that, to stand up here. But, like I said, all that information is on the desk up there, on the table back there. Something else means that another denomination or another Methodist denomination. The difference is they're a lot. And it would take a while for me to stand up here and just 1, 2, 3. But the information is there. Any more questions? Yes, you do. When I say each, the church has to vote, okay? It's got to be two-thirds majority of the church, okay? And it's got to be those that are in. You can't be voting absentee. You got to be present to vote. Well, whenever we want it to take a place, take effect, okay? General conference is coming up in 2024, okay? You don't have to rush into this, folks, okay? You don't have to do that. Pray about it. Learn what's going on out there. Read the information that's out there. Know what you're going to leave and what you're going to come into, okay? That's very, very important. You know, that's why this discernment process is important. During charge conference in November, that'll be a good time to get with the district superintendent. Either the district superintendent or the bishop has to be in attendance when you make this decision, okay? They have to be here, one or the other. The church makes their decision. I have to make my decision. So that's pretty much where it is. I hope I didn't confuse a lot of folks. I didn't want to get too far in this because it's kind of confusing, and you really need to read about it, and then you get a better understanding. Any more questions? Okay. Yes, it is. Okay. If you stay with the United Methodist Church, it's going to be the same. The property is held in trust. Okay, everybody, you know, the property belongs to the conference. I'll say that, okay? If you decide to disaffiliate, the property belongs to Alamo United Methodist Church. That's one of the differences, but there are a lot of differences, okay? So you've got that to consider when you want to decide. Yes, ma'am. Well, you mean this week? We probably need the whole church really to. Sure, we can ask questions. Any more questions? Ask me. I got the microphone. Yes. I'm sorry, what now? Yes, you do. You have to be a member of the church to vote. You do. Active. Thank you. Active. That's important. Yes. Can I preach now? Yes, ma'am. That's what a discernment process is all about. That's what we'll have to get together and decide. You know, that's why I want you to read the information, get educated, so to speak, and learn. And that way, you know, we can talk intelligently, if you will, about it, and we'll know what we're talking about. And the videos. There's videos, too. Yes. More questions? Okay.
That's going to make my sermon longer, okay?
Ed, am I supposed to use this thing, or is this dead? Okay. All right. Using it. Cheryl, could you run the video, please, for me? To start a five-week journey through the book of James, and we're going to start this morning with testing and persevering. We're going to start, this will be week one, and the name of this series is called Faith. Faith and works. Now, everyone probably knows that James is, well, if you don't know, you will know. James is about faith and works, or faith without works, or no faith, no works. And he starts out, he says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Now, James is writing to some folks who are under heavy persecution. In fact, he's writing this to the 12 tribes that are scattered all over the world. And these folks right now, this is the early church, they're going through quite a bit right now. A lot of trials and a lot of temptations. James was one who was a half-brother of our Lord. He was a half-brother, and he wrote quite a bit. He was also a pillar in the early church. He was a leader in the early church. And he writes to these folks and writing to us, saying that, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. What in the world are we going to have to go through, folks? What's James telling us here? He says, consider it pure joy. Are we to be happy that we're going through trials? And, you know, things are not going right? Yes, that we are to, according to him, he says, we are to count it a pure joy when you face trials of many kinds. Now, I got to go back a little ways for this little demonstration. I remember back in the first grade, I used to get, one of the big things about going to school with me was getting a big box of colors. I used to love the big old boxes of crayon colors. I'd get it, and it had all kind of colors in there. I mean, just tons of them. Just, it had all kind of blues, different yellows. I thought that was great. And I'd get those and pour them out all over the floor. And I would just marvel at the many kinds of colors that was in that box. You might make that comparison with as far as your trials and testing. Oh, folks, they're going to come. With some of you, they're already here. Some of you are maybe not going through them, but they're coming. Amen? You just keep living. But James is going to tell you what to do. He says, because you're going to face these trials. Because you know what, folks? These testings and these trials, they do something in us that cannot be done any other way. And that is, it gives us perseverance. It teaches us to wait. It teaches us patience and trust on the Lord. Who in here has patience? Dare you raise your hand? I don't. Tyler does. Tyler's got patience. I just want things to happen now. Lord, I need that financial blessing right now. You know, I can't wait. I just got to have it. But testing and these trials, it will produce patience and persevering. How do you think a Christian gets to grow to maturity? How do you think that happens? You're going to have to go through some things. Amen? You're going to have to see the Lord at work in your life. You can't tell anybody nothing that you don't know. Amen? You can only say, well, I know what he did for her, and I know what he did for him. But what can you say that he did for you? You know, you're going to have to go through some things. And what you're going through, it makes you, the Bible says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. If you want to grow to spiritual maturity, why is it that when I walk this way, the page turns? Amen. You know, if you want to grow to spiritual maturity, then you're going to have to go through some things. Amen. And when I say go through some things, that may be some relational issues, some sickness, some trials, some things that you may not be accustomed to going through. But I got to tell you this, folks, you're not going through those things alone. The Lord will not leave you to go through those things alone. He won't do it. He will always put people in your path. He will always make a way so that you will be able to go through those things and get through and grow to spiritual maturity. Verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask who? Ask God. Lord, I don't know. Well, then ask him. Ask him for wisdom. Ask him for wisdom. He will give you all that you need. Thank you. Thank you. What I'm doing now, I was taught in school never to do. But I can't help it. I feel like I need to get close to you this morning. But God will give you all the wisdom that you need. But what does he say? If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who does what? He gives it to you how? Generously, to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But, oh boy, he's always got a but in there, doesn't he? But, he says, but when you ask, you must ask believing and what? Not doubt. If you ask anything from the Lord, you got to do what? You're going to have to believe that he's going to do that, right? Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And he goes on to say this, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like what? The wave of the sea, tossed about. You know, it said tossed about, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Last week we talked about prayer. And one of the things I mentioned, that to get a prayer through, you got to be straight with the Lord. Amen? You cannot get a prayer through if things are not right in your life. If you're holding something against a brother or sister or anyone, if you got sin in your life, there's a block there to prayer. So, in verse 9, he says, such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Oh, boy, I tell you, that's a bad person, a double-minded person. Amen? You ever seen a person that's double-minded? Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position. I love this. If you ought to take pride in your low position. Amen? It's good to be humble. It's good to be humble. You know, it's good, because the Lord will do what? He'll raise up the humble. He'll exalt the humble. But the rich should take pride in their humiliation. Since, listen what the Lord says about riches here. Being rich. Now, he's not talking against being rich. He's talking against being rich, being being the main thing. The main thing. This is what James says. He says, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossoms fail and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away, even while they go about their business. And verse 12 says this, blessed is the one who persevered, who holds out under trial. Having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. I encourage you this morning to hold on to the Lord. I know things are difficult and there's a lot of things that we don't understand, but I encourage you to have faith and trust in the Lord. Amen? How old is this church? Anybody? How old is this church? That's a lot of years. What is that? 100? 200? Over 100 years, the Lord has blessed this church in a lot of different ways. Amen? Do you think he's going to leave you and let you go and just let you wander? No. He will provide a way for you even through this particular process. Amen? I encourage you this morning to stay strong in the Lord. Stay strong in him. The faith that you show, your faith can best be demonstrated by the works that you do. It's real easy to say that I love you, I love you, I love you. But then if I see you hungry, I don't do a thing for you. It's real easy to say have a good day, but as you walk away in pain or in hunger, I don't even have the courage or anything to say anything to you. Faith is dead without works, folks. It is. It's just talk. Jesus wants us to have the type of faith that produces what? What's this all about? What's this faith going? Where are we going with this faith thing and this spiritual maturity? What are we as Christians supposed to do? Something to do with apples and oranges and stuff like that. What do we do? We bear fruit. Amen? We ought to know. People ought to know who you are. By what? Not by the clothes you wear. Not by the car you drive. By what? The fruit and the faith that produces that fruit. People will know who you are. And when they know, and they'll say, boy, look at that Alamo Church. They only got a few people. But man, there's something going on over there. What is it? You know what it is? It's the Lord working. Amen? So I don't want you to get discouraged. And don't run off on me. Stay with the Lord. Stay with him. Stay with him. And you know what, folks? When you stay with the Lord, guess what he'll do? He'll stay with you. And he says in verse 12, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. You're looking for that crown of life. You're looking to hear the Lord say this, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what you want to hear, amen? You don't want to hear him say, depart from me, I know ye not, ye workers of iniquity. You see, there's a lot of folks that think they're going to heaven, but they're not going to be there because of the fruit and the works that they do and the fact that they're not really believers. So I say again, stay strong in the Lord. Stay strong in the Lord. And not in your power, but in the power of his might. He'll take care of you. I know he will. He promised. And God does not lie. Amen? God bless you. Before Peggy plays, I want to give the invitation. The Lord is coming back for his church. We are his church. Amen? We want to be ready. But you can't be ready. You can't be ready if things are not right between you and the Lord. If that relationship is broken, then there's a problem between you and the Lord. I encourage you this morning to get that problem right with Jesus. Amen? They used to tell me, Ted, you need to get things right with the Lord. You need to get things right. Well, what do you mean? You're not living right. There are things in your life that you're doing wrong. You know what they are. I don't have to call any names. You know exactly what you're doing and what you're not doing. So this morning, I want to give you the opportunity to come to the altar, even in your seat. Ask the Lord to forgive you and ask Him to give you a new heart and to give you a new start so that you may be able to put this faith into work, into action that He's given you. Amen? The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Would you stand for our hymn of invitation? Oh, worship the King. Oh, worship the King, all glorious above. Oh, gratefully sing God's power and God's love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of God's might, oh, sing of God's grace, whose robe in the light, whose canopy be spaced, whose chariots of wrath the deep thunder clouds form, the dark in God's path on the waves of the storm. The earth with its store of wonders untold, Almighty thy power hath founded of old, hath established it fast by a changeless decree, and round in it cast thy mantle the sea.
Morning, you may be seated. We trust that everything is all right between you and Jesus. Amen? Amen. And I'll always say this. Remember, folks, Jesus is coming back soon. God bless you.
Let's continue to keep our military, our first responders, all those in the medical profession, teachers, keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and especially with the winter coming on and going to be a lot more sick people. So just give them a thanks anytime you see them. Let's continue to keep our homebound people in our thoughts and our prayers. Esther Goins, Hector Martinez, Jim and Linda, who are in a rehab center down in Katy, Texas. Eileen Fader, Esther Berryman, and Elizabeth Grazulis. Lord, hear our prayers. Continue to keep Sandy Bundick's grandson Patrick, Stephen and friend Nakitha Thomas in our thoughts and our prayers. For Gerda Hader's sister Immigard Metz, Gene Bixler's friends Cindy and Conrad Murray, and Stellan Delbert Saunders. Lord, hear our prayers. Connie Jackson's sister, Juanita Fazer, Clark Hood, Joni Peterson's family friend, and Dixie's Souter's great-granddaughter, Natalie. Lord, hear our prayers. Prayers, continued prayers of uplifting and support for our family members, Ted and Tessie, for Bonnie Chambers and the Chambers family, for Selma and David Schick and her family, for Alice Tyler, and I know Frank sent out an updated email on Alice a couple of days ago, so continue to keep her in your thoughts. For Homer Vargas, Sandra Boykins, Janice Walker, and James Murphy, continued healing for Martha Rayburn, for Diane Skaggs, and I know Frank sent out another updated on Donna Anderson. So continue thinking of them, and if you can, send them cards, text messages, phone calls. I know Barbara Whitney would love to hear from anybody, a phone call, a message. Now, I know a couple of us, Pastor, myself, Tessie, and two or three others are going to go see her after church. So she's got very good spirit. She's just, dealing with the joys of cancer attacking her body. Continue, and I'm asking prayers for a lifelong, my most cherished and dearest friend, Martha's daughter-in-law, Heather's mother-in-law, Ann Rayburn. For Virginia Molinoff, for Lance Shaw, Norma Green's family, for Elaine and Jean Bixler, for Kathy Bedell, Joni Peterson, Vicki Ballman, Esther Berryman, and her daughter Laura. Lord, hear our prayers. Also, excuse me, I've lost my train of thought. We had that quite often, don't we, Pastor and Tom? I cannot believe this, but
that's all right, John. We understand.
For prayer requests for Michelle Scanlon, MD is having neck surgery this week. Our daughter-in-law's sister. This is from Jean and Elaine. Lord, hear our prayers for a successful surgery. And they also a celebration of life. Sandra's sister and brother-in-law arrived safely in San Antonio from your Oregon. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Gwen Clem is asking prayers for her brother-in-law Mike. Is sick. Please pray for him. Lord, hear our prayers. And I hope your niece is okay, Heather. Amen. Mary Lou Stout and her sister Patricia are asking prayer for Miss Alice Lubianski, who was hospitalized yesterday morning. We pray for her speedy recovery. Lord, hear our prayers for a speedy recovery. Thanks be to God. And Andra is asking prayers for her niece, Angela Netherton. Mother-in-law is in the hospital. Lord, hear our prayers. And now, Pastor, he's going to lead us in closing prayers.
Thank you.
Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to pray. We thank you so much, Lord, for your grace and mercy. If you heard those names that have been called out before you, Lord, we ask that you would have mercy this morning, that you would have mercy, and that you would grant those requests, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you in worship this morning. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, through this time of discernment. Help the church to make the right decision. Help me make the right decision. And Lord, we look to you for everything, for leading, for guidance. We look to you, Lord, for our help and strength. We ask, Lord, that you would be with those this morning that may be walking the streets this morning, may not know where to go or anything to eat. And we ask now, Lord, that you would use us, Lord, Alamo, that we may put our faith into action to help those that are in this community that are hurting. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, so much how you brought us thus far. And we know that you're going to take us all the way home. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us continue to remember those who are less fortunate than ourselves, whomever they may be, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join here again next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Ted will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, My Jesus, I Love Thee. My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus is now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so. I'll sing with the glittering crowns on my brow. If ever peace.